demanding a tough response. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Ukraine is calling for the world to react in a meaningful way with more weapons and sanctions after a missile struck a train station, killing at least 52 civilians and wounding dozens more.
At least five children are among the dozens killed while waiting at a train station trying to escape their city. Early Friday, two missiles struck the evacuation corridor in Kramatorsk on the eastern side of the country. Ukraine's prosecutor general calling it Russian strategy to scare civilians so badly they won't even attempt to flee. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 300 others are wounded.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Ukrainian President Zelensky accused Russia of deliberately attacking the station. Moscow blames Ukraine. The White House celebrated the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court with a ceremony yesterday on the South Lawn. She told the crowd,
"During the confirmation process, I had the distinct honor of having 95 personal meetings with 97 sitting senators. And we had substantive and engaging conversations about my approach to judging and about the role of judges in the constitutional system we all love."
Jackson will get to apply her understanding of the Constitution when she is sworn in this summer to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. A deadly shooting last night at a gun range in Grantville, Georgia, about 50 miles southeast of Atlanta.
The details are just trickling in right now. Here's what we can tell you. Law enforcement sources confirm three people are dead. This appears to be a robbery at the Lock, Stock, and Barrel gun range. The ATF was called out. GBI is on its way to the scene.
Christopher King with Fox 5 Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal jury has begun deliberating in the case against a former Virginia police officer, Thomas Robertson, who's charged with storming the Capitol on January 6th. They will resume work Monday. The first ever private crew is on its way to the International Space Station.
The first ever private crew is on its way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Go Falcon, go Dragon, Godspeed, Axiom 1.
Four people who are flying on behalf of Axiom Space on a SpaceX rocket and capsule who blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center. The trip cost them $50 million per seat. The crew will spend 10 days in space, much of it aboard the ISS. While they're paying customers, Axiom insists they are not tourists but on a business trip. Axiom itself is planning to build their own space station one day. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
In the tight labor market, some Americans are making the leap to new roles that come with better pay and schedules. The Wall Street Journal reports a research firm, Oliver Wyman, did a research that shows more than one-tenth of Americans in low-paying roles, including warehouses, manufacturing, and other hourly positions, made the switch to higher-paying tech jobs between August 2020 and this March. And Tiger makes the cut. More than 1 year after badly injuring his leg in a car crash, Tiger Woods finished the second round at the Augusta National Golf Course, tied for 19th place. Fox's Matt Napolitano tells us who is in first.
The wind getting the better of most of the pack at Augusta National, but not Scottie Scheffler. He would post a 5-under 67 to sit alone at 8-under for the Masters after second-round action Friday, a five-stroke lead on a pack of four, tying a Masters record after 36 holes.
I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.